So it appears that Jugendtag this year is also about adding discussion. We had the adding comments section to websites, and now we, if I understood correctly, I'm not really sure, are about adding discussion to books with BookNet, presented by Gürkan, Ipek, and Aitung. Welcome.
Hello. First, I want to start with some quotes. How can a bird that is born for joy sit in a cage and sing? How can a child, when fears annoy, but droop his tender wing and forget his youthful spring?
So, as you can see, it's a beautiful quote, and we want everyone to be everyone to have easy access to those kinds of quotes. So, we developed a mobile application called BookNet. Our idea is to create a social platform where everyone can share their favorite quotes from different books and start a discussion underneath those quotes to develop their thoughts and criticize those quotes and the books. And we also want to offer our users to have a chance to create their own own refined community, which consists of similar literal taste. So we added a special feature for that, a location feature, and my partners will talk about it more.
So we start with the timeline, we continue with the timeline. First, we wrote all our thoughts on paper, what should we do, what should be our steps. And after that, we understood that we should start with backend, and this is a must for our project. So we took some mentoring, and that was really helpful. And later, we started with Django, and we create our databases. And later, we use Python, but our developer will explain it more. And then the iOS development show came. And later, another points that key points that we should mention the databases. Books table, reading table, user table, and code table.
So now we have a small demo, actually. And while we are watching the demo, I will talk about technologies that we use. And first of all, we have a login section. We are using Goodreads API. I think many of you know about the Goodreads. It is the Amazon's collection of books, and yeah, you can find also all sorts of books, and you can create your profile, and you can also create your own collection of books as well. So that's why we thought that it would be nice to use Goodreads as a login functionality in this application. So as you can see right now, there are the codes from various users in the app. And what we would like to do is the next step is to add a code. So this is the adding code section. And while we are adding the codes, that you can select through the books that that are in the database. So it is a very easy process. And now we can see the code in the main page. And also we have this profile picture. You can see your favorite code and short bio about you. And also this is the socializing feature of our app, which shows the near users of the app, and you can just text message them, and then you can get in contact with them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That brings me to a question I have. One last, because when using an e-reader, I can mark quotes, but they are then confined within the e-reader and I can't get them out. So could it probably work that this software also would run on e-readers, maybe?
Excuse me, I couldn't get you.
Could you also do this software on e-readers? Kindle, Toledo, those kind of devices?
I am not sure about it, but I think everything is possible.
All right, that's enough for me. Everything's possible. Thank you.